We're 60 seconds from the shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We have a lot of kids that listen to this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yay,
parents,
hi kiddos.
Thank you. I think that's a good decision, personally.
I don't, but...
I know mental health experts might disagree, but...
Yeah, I think all experts would agree.
We're just here to make people happy, Jeff.
I think serial experts would agree.
Right.
Every expert.
I do have some troubling news for the kiddos, though.
Oh, no.
With school starting back up before we know it, districts all over North America have been reporting it's going to be likely shortages on certain cafeteria foods this year.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. Cafeteria food is the best because it's so bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, look, are you talking pepperoni pizza? What are you talking about?
This is all because of the pandemic and supply chain issues that people have been having, but there's three main foods that they're talking about.
Dude, if you mess with my daughter's waffle day, she's going to be...
Waffle day?
They get fried chicken and waffles at her school.
That's fancy.
I know, right?
I like how her school is the opposite of the school you went to growing up.
Yeah, we didn't have a cafeteria.
Oh my God. Well, keep an eye out for shortages on these three things. Beef patties.
Okay.
Oh, burgers.
Yeah.
Chicken nuggets.
Oh, not the nuggets. Alexis is upset.
Nuggets are the
tears are already being shed.
Out of those.
I think that's the fried chicken that they put with the waffles, by the way.
Oh, still, it's so good.
Maybe the worst of all, juice boxes.
You just pack me up and go get me juice boxes when I tell you. Now go get me a juice box.
You know who you're talking to.
I'm talking to the juice box guy.
You're crazy.
Well, I'm not crazy. I'm just thirsty.
But you go to hell. So you go to hell. While you're there, why don't you grab me a juice box?
What's the deal with juice boxes?
Supply chain problems, Brooke.
Really?
Dude.
Yeah.
Wow.
And a juice
box
is good any time of day, any period.
So
maybe that should be our next big radio promotion, though. Text in the name of your school, and there's a chance our radio station will take a helicopter, will fly over your playground, and during lunchtime, will drop thousands and thousands of juice box all over your kids.
No,
that's
going to be so messy, too. That's
injuries.
Let us soak your children in juice.
It's a juice bomb.
Text.
I know. It's going to be everywhere.
Open your mouth, kids. Here comes the helicopter.
A news chopper comes behind. It's like, was there like a slaughter? Yeah. There's just red juice everywhere.
Text it in, and Operation Capri Sun will be a go.
Oh, no.
All right, now that we get that out of the way, let's move on to the shot caller question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you answer wrong, the punishment's to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us which one you'd like to hear. Jose's drawing a name out because he had the shot caller last. Who'd you get, Jose?
Jeff, over the shirt but under the table. DeBoe.
They'll never know.
Accurate.
All right, I'm putting on the shot caller while that happens. Digital Jake, please. Read us the shot caller question of the day.
On this day in 1930, there was an athlete named Bobby Jones who accomplished something unprecedented. Hmm. It involved four events that all took place in one calendar year. He finished first place in all of them, and nobody had ever done that before. And after it happened, at a very young age, he abruptly retired from the sport and spent the rest of his life creating something that would change the game forever. Today, I need you to answer two questions. Number one, what four-event sport did Bobby Jones play? And two, after he retired, what did he create that transformed the sport he loved?
Whoa.
Okay.
Anybody know a four-event sport? Like, I'm like, triathlon,
no,
but then
I know that's all
decathlon
I thought.
Is five.
I wouldn't say you play a triathlon either, you know? Yeah. Like,
well,
so what sport do you play?
There's a lot of sports that have four major events during the year, like golf, tennis.
I see. I was thinking of it wrong. I thought it meant, like, events as in first you ran, then you swam.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, that makes sense.
The fact that it took place over a year, it'd be a very, very long event.
Well, I just thought there'd be a bunch of different races. I don't know.
There's several big marathons that happen. There's the Boston Marathon, the other three.
How do you change the marathon game? Like, how about this? Run faster.
I think golf isn't a bad idea. What if he was the first person because he was so tired from doing all four to use a golf cart? Because it's 1930.
Whoa. Yeah.
Wow, Brooke, that's really good.
But he was the best at it, so why would he want to help people be good?
But
well, because he
energy.
Retired,
yeah,
so he,
didn't
done. Care. He already
he already
made his mark, right? Like, he did what he wanted to do.
Maybe we're onto something here. Let's get the question one more time.
On this day in 1930, Bobby Jones was the first person to ever place first in four major events in the same calendar year, and right after accomplishing this feat, he promptly retired forever at a very young age. He spent the rest of his life creating something that would change the sport he loved forever. I need you to tell me, what sport did he play? And secondly, what did he create in retirement that transformed the sport he loved? And here's your hint. amateurs would have a hard time enjoying this change. In fact, they might not be allowed.
Oh, well, that maybe take out the golf cart.
They checked all the boxes until he gave us the hint.
I was thinking like miniature golf or something, but that's just for amateurs.
Right, but what if he played baseball? There wouldn't be four major events.
What if it,
I was thinking lights, stadium lights. Like he spent the rest of his career working out stadium lights. But then
he just became an electrician.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe he's an electrician already.
He's like, look, I'm so good at this because I'm blind and I can breathe in the dark.
I don't know.
I have an advantage here.
I like golf as the event.
Maybe he was the first person to use a caddy. And amateurs don't have caddies typically, unless you're paying a lot of money and you're rich.
That's a good point.
One of those, and it did change the sport.
Caddies give expert, hey, the wind is this many degrees this way. I don't know. You use this iron.
And created like the whole school for them, maybe?
Pretty much.
I'll just go with that one. So Bobby Jones was a famous golfer who created the first ever like caddy system.
Bobby Jones retired on this day in 1930 at the age of 28. Before he said goodbye to the sport, he was the first person to, in 1 year, win all four major tournaments in golf.
Okay.
U.S. Open, the Open Championship, the British Amateur, and the U.S. Amateur.
Oh.
After accomplishing this great feat, he retired and focused his energy on what would transform golf forever, using 365 acres of land in his home state of Georgia to design arguably the number one golf course in the world, Augusta National, which today is the site of the Masters.
He just made his own golf course.
He was just a white guy that made a new country.
Yeah, he's just a rich white guy.
Okay.
He won so many majors, he created his own.
Yeah. But like everyone
knows let me take my land and make it into a beautiful golf course.
I'm retired, I'm 28.
Okay. show me a picture of this guy lifting a shovel, all right?
Okay, well, didn't get that right. Somebody wants to hear the song Moves Like Jagger by Maroon 5. Kiss me till you're drunk and I'll show you what the moves like Jagger. Got the moves like Jagger. Got the moves.
Sound like a really confused one.
Yeah. That's your shock collar question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.